Okay, when Parak Zayin heckles Chovel Mazik, now we're getting to other halakhas that have to do with a person damaging someone else's property. So the Rambam explains that Mazik Mamon Chaveru Hezek Shein HaNikar. So if a person damages his friend's property in a way that the damage is not clear, meaning not evident, you can't see the damages. Chovel Nishtana Davar, since the object they damage hasn't changed, well, Nisa and its structure and form hasn't changed. Harizat Patam Tashlumim Din Tara. So Midaraisa, I'm not hived to pay. Rabbinically, Amru hold hefchis man, since I did make the object go down in value, even though no physical change took place, I'm therefore on the hook to pay, and therefore I have to pay the difference of the loss and value of the item. For instance, I made the food of my friend's, the tahor food of my friend's tameh, peirosa, or I mixed truma and non-truma food together. Or I put a drop of yain nesef, which is wine that's forbidden, in my friend's wine. Shari also love a call that makes the entire batch of wine forbidden. So we measure how much he lost. And therefore he pays the entire nezek, the entire damages from the top level stuff that he owns. Knasu. This is a fine. That the sages put in place. Why? So you don't have these people who are like basically aggressive, literally destroyers or just bad people who go and they'll make someone's something that belongs to somebody that's tahor make a tameh and say, listen, but I'm not hezek. That's why if the person who caused this type of damage that's not evident dies, ingo as in the you don't take the amount owed from his property. So the only the Chacham only find the person that violated and damaged Avahal Yorish also plume, but there was the guy, the inheritor, he didn't do anything. Lo Kansu, so the fine does not attach itself to him. So too, if I cause damage that's not evidence, accidentally or against my will, I'm off the hook of paying. So Kansu, because it's only the fine is only for someone whose intent was to damage what do you call it, purpose. So let's say Kohanim come along and they take a korban and they make it pigle, which means it can't be brought as a korban anymore, purposely. So they must pay. The shogeg, so too, someone intentionally takes a par aduma and works it, or what do you call it, does the same thing with the water, meaning make designates for different usage that's used for the par aduma, he must pay. And b'shogeg, where he does it accidentally, he's off the hook. Right, so let's say a person brings the paraduma to a place where there are lots of other cows that are hanging out and threshing away, and the purpose of it is to, for he wants the paraduma to also do that. What do you call it? The hesed daita mechatas, and therefore, what do you call it? His intention for this being used as mechatas as water for the paraduma gets distracted. Adam, he's off the hook from anything and court wise to pay. But he's on the hook, so to speak, from divine, what do you call punishment? So a person goes ahead and take and tries to make his friend's wine, and he takes it and then designates it for idolatrous purposes. The wine doesn't become asr. As we know, a person cannot make something that belongs to his friend asr. Or let's say the person was what he called like a denier of God, for instance, who's considered like a non-Jew. Or let's say he was given a warning and he acknowledges the warning. What do you call that? He is what do you call it? Denies God. Then the one is usher and he must pay. Well, how do you make this person pay? He's really, so to speak, he should get capital punishment. And they shemaishin bio, because from the time that he became obligated to pay, then he's chayav b'shalim, v'enem is chayav nashal chinasa. But he's not chayav on his soul, so to speak, until he actually caused the wine to become, let's say, for avodah zarah. So the line called Gorma has it, mamon chaveru chayav b'shalim nezek shalim min yafesh in the chasa. So anyone who causes damage, what do you call it, to his friend's property, must pay full nezek, from the best part of his property, kishar mezek, like all the damages. Now, this is the key. Even if what he called, he's not the one who it's through his direct action causes the damage. As long as it's the first cause of it, Ketzah. So what does this mean? Ketzah. Hazor Kli Shalo Merosh Agaga. Let's say a guy throws a jug from his roof onto the ground, but above the ground are a bunch of pillows. And then someone else comes along and he removes the pillows from the ground. Now the jug falls onto the ground and breaks. He is obligated to pay full. That's like Ilu, because it's as if he broke it with his hand. Because removing the pillows is what causes the thing to break. Let's say I threw a jug, my friend's jug, off the roof onto pillows that are owned by what do you call this guy, their friend, the kadam bala kli, and the owner of the jug comes along. Hisar karm, he removes the pillows. Hazorakai, the person who threw the kli is on the hook. Shazrikaso he agarm arishon l'shvirus kli, because throwing it is the first cause in the step of breaking the kli. Then kadam acher v'silkan. Let's say someone else came along and removed the pillows. Shnein chayav, both those people will be chayav. Hazorak Masalik, so the person who threw and the person who removed the pillows, Shashem Garmula Oven Mamona, because they both basically were together to make this guy lose money. Halachates, so too, if I burn promissory notes, IOUs, contracts to my friend, I must pay the entire debt that was on the document. Shafi Shane Gubishar Mamon, because even though the document itself is not worth anything, Hari Garmula Mamon, I'm causing that to lose money. All right, as long as the what it called the person of damage can acknowledge that this thing is real, is a good star, Hayakasabo, the Kakakasabo, and what was written in it, Makmashasarpahu, it's only because he burnt it he can't collect the money. Alimlohamino, but let's say what it called, let's say we don't believe the guy. Let's say what it called, the guy who burnt it doesn't believe the owner, Ainamashamal of the man Yarbava. Then if there's a question about the what's in the contract, you only have to pay the value of the paper that he burnt. Good. Reuben, no. So too, let's say that Reuben's owed money by Shimon, and he sells the promissory note to Levi, and he goes back after sold to him, and he forgives Shimon for the debt. So Shimon's off the hook, and then Reuben must now pay Levi that which is written in the star. Because he caused him to lose the document. As if he burnt it. So too, Bechinim Machol Yorish. Reuven, so too, let's say what it called, one of Reuven's kids goes ahead and says, I'm not worried about the debt. The person who says, I'm not worried about the debt, must then go ahead and pay Levi's loss from the best part of his property. So too, let's say a person makes his servant into like a designated messenger of the loan. And then he goes back and then frees the servant. So the person who freed him, the servant, must pay the debt. Because by what it called, he's basically causing the loan to cease to exist, or the lien, whatever it is, and everyone's going to lose money. So too, we force the owner of the debt to go ahead and free the servant. So this way, he won't come up to him later and says, you're my servant. Let's say I push my friend and it causes a coin to fall out of his pocket, then it's gagal and it falls into the ocean. Chai b'shalim must pay. So too, someone who makes the ear of a cow deforms it, he must pay because he caused it to lose money. So too, someone who scrapes off the top part of these coins, and therefore changes the what do you call it, how it looks. You must pay because he's causing the guy to lose. Halacha, you base. 1 second. Arts. If a guy throws a kli from the top of the roof to the ground, kelim, and there were no kelim on the ground. The kadam achar b'shavra of a. And then someone else comes along and breaks it with his staff, when the kli's in the air. So again, I throw a jug off the roof. Before it hits the ground, someone comes along with a bat and hits the kli and while it's in the air and breaks it. Ha'acher pater. So the second guy is exempt. Because even though he destroyed it using his bat, this kli is going to break no matter what. And it's as if he's breaking a kli that's already broken. In all other cases like this, the person would be exempt. Like a gimel shorsha, an ox, what do you call it? That is getting ready to be killed. So let's say it's capital punishment for the ox because it hurts people. So too a tree that's supposed to be cut down because it's causing damage to the public. The kadam akar v'shachat shor zeh, the cuts of elam zeh, and someone preempts this and either slaughters the ox, for instance, or cuts down the tree. Shalomi das bala, without the knowledge of the owners, chayav sham lebalam. He must still pay the owners. Kamosh yiru hadayanim shari hifkian the lasos mitzvah, because what he called because at the end of the day, he's preventing them from forming, actually doing a mitzvah here, which is to, for instance, kill the animal that was killing other people. Then let's say he makes a claim and says, "You told me to go ahead and kill it or cut it down." Since he, what he called, since it eventually was gonna, this was gonna be done to it, that's what his designation was, for instance, by the animal to be slaughtered. Harizapater, he's off the hook. So too, if someone killed an animal or a bird, and someone else comes along and covers the blood without the knowledge of this person slaughtered it, he must pay based a fine based on what the judge has determined. Some people say that no, he's got to give a fixed amount, which is 10 pieces of gold. And Zerva, they also rule that anyone prevents the owners from doing a positive commandment, shame lasso, so that they should be doing. And someone else comes along and does it, he pays 10 gold pieces to the owners. So when a person causes damage with his hands, directly with his hands, it's evaluated the same way as if he had caused damage with his property. Doesn't matter. Okay, what? So Ketzat. So what's an example? Shahar, let's say I killed my friend's animal. For instance, Shaman kama hay sabhem shava chaya, the kama nevela shava, the kama hay kli shava, the shalim, the kama shava ata. All right. So in both cases, whether it's the kli or the animal, let's just look at the animal. I evaluate the value. I evaluate the animal when it's alive against what he called when it would be dead, but an avail, meaning usher to eat. Mashallah, and then I pay the difference, the loss, back to the guy who got damaged. An avail, clear, shavur, the actual shavur, shehizik. Din achadus, one alafa. Derech adam shachavero, shamanu hazako. So do a person, what he called, walks on his friend's grapes. We evaluate the damage done to those, as well as other cases like that. So when you go ahead and work out the loss by the damage, by the guy who caused damage, as we know, we take from his movable property. If he has no movable property, we take it. If he has no assets, we take his land. That's the choice land. The supply is also to rapists, seducers, people who spread malicious gossip. Always take on the top property for them. Let's say I damaged my friend's property, but I don't know exactly what I damaged. Nishva, what do you call it? The person who got damaged makes a shvua, but the kind of chamim, the notes of on nixal, and he takes the money owed to him, just like if he made the claim things were stolen from him. As long as what do you call it? He claims the claim is on property that someone would have actually owned. Okay, so what does this mean? Let's say a guy stole took takes a wallet belonging to someone else, to his friend. He throws it into the sea, for instance, or gives it to a robber, and therefore it is now lost. To the owner of the wallet, says, "No, there was gold in there." The guy who threw the wallet into the ocean says, "I have no idea." Shema Tevin, could have been dirt or straw. So then the guy who lost the wallet, meaning the guy whose wallet was thrown in by the mazik, he makes a shua and can take the money owed to him. Right? As long as, for instance, in the case of the wallet, he's testifying that this is something normally stored in the wallet, or that it would be entrusted to someone else to watch. But if it's not normally put inside, like let's say this case, like the wallet or any clean general, then it is what it called, the person who caused the damage is off the hook. Ketzah. So Haresha Chatov. Hamas, what do you call it? Let's say a person grabbed a basket, Osam Leim, or another type of basket, Vishlichon Yam, He throws them into the ocean, or Sarfan, or burns them. And the person who got the damage says there were jewels in there. We don't believe him. The Imashmino, so he doesn't make a shmul. Margalios. Because normally speaking, a person doesn't store jewels inside like a basket. In tafas, right? But let's say he went ahead and took the money otem. We don't remove it from him. Nishrash. Rather, he makes this shua that there were jewels in there, and he takes what's from what was with him. Let's say the person caused damage knew that there was gold in the wallet. About kamahaya. They didn't know how much it was. But the guy who got damaged, he says, Elafayu. He says, there's 1,000 gold pieces. No ta'alaf, he gets 1,000. Below Shua. Vushi as long as it's normal, then it could fit 1,000. Shua, because the person caused damage must make a Shua. But he can't really make a Shua, as we explained previously. That is Parak Zayin, and we will continue Parak Ches tomorrow.